Without Conscience, The Disturbing World of the Psychopaths Among Us, by Robert D. Hare, Ph.D. Narrated by Paul Bamer. Copyright 1993 by Robert D. Hare, Ph.D. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Guilford Press and was produced in the year 2011 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Good people are rarely suspicious. They cannot imagine others doing the things they themselves are incapable of doing. Usually, they accept the undramatic solution as the correct one, and let matters rest there. Then, too, the normal are inclined to visualize the psychopath as one who's as monstrous in appearance as he is in mind, which is about as far from the truth as one could well get. These monsters of real life usually looked and behaved in a more normal manner than their actually normal brothers and sisters. They presented a more convincing picture of virtue than virtue presented of itself. Just as the wax rosebud or the plastic peach seemed more perfect to the eye, more what the mind thought a rosebud or a peach should be than the imperfect, original, from which it had been modeled. William March. The Bad Seed. Introduction. The Problem. Several years ago, two graduate students and I submitted a paper to a scientific journal. The paper described an experiment in which we had used a biomedical recorder to monitor electrical activity in the brains of several groups of adult men while they performed a language task. This activity was traced on chart paper as a series of waves, referred to as an electroencephalogram, EEG. The editor returned our paper with his apologies. The reason, he told us, frankly, we found some of the brainwave patterns depicted in the paper very odd. Those EEGs couldn't have come from real people. Some of the brainwave recordings were indeed odd, but we hadn't gathered them from aliens, and we certainly hadn't made them up. We had obtained them from a class of individuals found in every race, culture, society, and walk of life. Everybody has met these people, been deceived and manipulated by them, and forced to live with or repair the damage they have wrought. These often charming, but always deadly, individuals have a clinical name. Psychopaths. Their hallmark is a stunning lack of conscience. Their game is self-gratification at the other person's expense. Many spend time in prison, but many do not. All take far more than they give. This book confronts psychopathy head-on, and presents the disturbing topic for what it is, a dark mystery with staggering implications for society, a mystery that finally is beginning to reveal itself after centuries of speculation and decades of empirical, psychological research. To give you some idea of the enormity of the problem that faces us, consider that there are at least 2 million psychopaths in North America. The citizens of New York City have as many as 100,000 psychopaths among them, and these are conservative estimates. Far from being an esoteric, isolated problem that affects only a few people, psychopathy touches virtually every one of us. Consider also that the prevalence of psychopathy in our society is about the same as that of schizophrenia, a devastating mental disorder that brings heart-wrenching distress to patient and family alike. However, the scope of the personal pain and distress associated with schizophrenia is small compared to the extensive personal, social, and economic carnage wrought by psychopaths. They cast a wide net, and nearly everyone is caught in it, one way or another. The most obvious expressions of psychopathy, but by no means the only ones, involve flagrant criminal violation of society's rules, Not surprisingly, many psychopaths are criminals, but many others remain out of prison, using their charm and chameleon-like abilities to cut a wide swath through society and leaving a wake of ruined lives behind them. Together, these pieces of the puzzle form an image of a self-centered, callous, and remorseless person, profoundly lacking in empathy and the ability to form warm emotional relationships with others, a person who functions without the restraints of conscience. If you think about it, you will realize that what is missing in this picture are the very qualities that allow human beings to live in social harmony. It is not a pretty picture, and some express doubt that such people exist. To dispel this doubt, you need only consider the more dramatic examples of psychopathy that have been increasing in our society in recent years. Dozens of books, movies, and television programs, and hundreds of newspaper articles and headlines tell the story. Psychopaths make up a significant portion of the people the media describe. Serial killers, rapists, thieves, swindlers, con men, wife beaters, white-collar criminals, hype-prone stock promoters and boiler room operators, child abusers, gang members, disbarred lawyers, drug barons, professional gamblers, members of organized crime, doctors who've lost their licenses, terrorists, cult leaders, mercenaries, and unscrupulous business people. Read the newspaper in this light, and the clues to the extent of the problem virtually jump off the page. Most dramatic are the cold-blooded, conscienceless killers who both repel and fascinate the public. Consider this small sampling from the hundreds of accounts available, many of which have been made into movies. John Gacy, a Des Plaines, Illinois contractor and junior Chamber of Commerce Man of the Year, who entertained children as Pogo the Clown, had his picture taken with President Carter's wife, Rosalind, and murdered 32 young men in the 1970s, burying most of the bodies in the crawl space under his house. Charles Sobhraj, a French citizen born in Saigon, who was described by his father as a destructor, became an international confidence man, smuggler, gambler, and murderer who left a trail of empty wallets, bewildered women, drugged tourists, and dead bodies across much of Southeast Asia in the 1970s. Jeffrey McDonald, a physician with the Green Berets who murdered his wife and two children in 1970, claimed that acid heads had committed the crimes, became the focus of a great deal of media attention, and was the subject of the book and movie Fatal Vision. Gary Tyson, a convicted murderer who masterfully manipulated the criminal justice system, used his three sons to help him escape from Arizona prison in 1978, and went on a vicious killing spree that took the lives of six people. Kenneth Bianchi, one of the Hillside Stranglers who raped, tortured, and murdered a dozen women in the Los Angeles area in the late 1970s, turned in his cousin and accomplice, Angelo Buono, and fooled some experts into believing that he was a multiple personality and that the crimes had been committed by Steve. Richard Ramirez, a Satan-worshipping serial killer known as the Night Stalker, who proudly described himself as evil, was convicted in 1987 of 13 murders and 30 other felonies, including robbery, burglary, rape, sodomy, oral copulation, and attempted murder. Diane Downs, who shot her own children to attract a man who didn't want children and portrayed herself as the real victim. Ted Bundy, the all-American serial killer who was responsible for the murders of several dozen young women in the mid-1970s, claimed that he had read too much pornography and that a malignant entity had taken over his consciousness, and was recently executed in Florida. Clifford Olson, a Canadian...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?